Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Welcome to the Rum Boys Fantasy Network. Today I am joined with my co-host. This man is practically part of the Rum Crew. He's on like every Friday with us for Rum Boys After Dark. We might as well just call him Rum Boy. Rum Boys Nick is here. What's good, Nick Howard?
What's good, Robbie? How you doing today, my man? What's up, Rum family? Hope everybody's doing well today. Happy Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. I like it. I like it. What's good, Bobby? What's good, Rum Boys Graphics? To begin the show today, first, I just want to, of course, I got to plug, myself really quick. Check out rumboys.com. Make sure you go sign up for rumboys.com if you have not already. rumboyz.com. Also want to mention that on Twitter, I went ahead and I retweeted it, and then also Block Rum Boys, our Rum Boys Northeast Division, tweeted it. We are in a competition on Twitter. Kyle Van Noy posted on Twitter that he would like some of the graphic designers out there to pretty much make a design of Kyle Van Noy and the rest of the Patriots linebacking crew. They call themselves the Boogeyman, and you know, you make a Boogeyman design, you post it on Twitter to Kyle Van Noy, and then he's gonna pick a winner. Winner is gonna get some free tickets. It was a bunch of different stuff. It was a lot, but I know that the tickets were for sure involved. So make sure you go to the Rum Boys Twitter and take care of that. That's at Rum Boys, spelled with the Z-N-E-T. Awesome. Yo, Nick. Hey, yo, Nick.
Hey, yo, Robbie, what's up?
You ready to talk some football, bro?
Always, man.
All righty. Hey, cheers to me. Cheers to you. All the Rum Boys and girls, what it do? Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
All righty. So, getting in to week six, bro. So first off, where I want to start here is let's get into the injury updates. I have the Action Network pulled up, and I have about seven injuries that I have highlighted that I really want to go ahead and go over. Shout out to the Action Network. First one. Cardinals running back David Johnson, he's dealing with a back issue, but is expected to be okay. Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins exited Sunday night's game with a hamstring injury. Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks suffered a concussion last Thursday night against the Seahawks. That hurts me. Giants running back Wayne Gallman left Sunday's game with the concussion. So that's going to be an interesting situation there within itself that we're going to talk about later in the show is the New York Giants. Patriots wide receiver Philip Dorsett suffered a hamstring injury in Sunday's win against my Redskins. That one hurt me as well, but we still pulled away the W despite having a man go down. And then finally, Steelers QB Mason Rudolph is expected to be out this week with the concussion. We all saw that one. That was messed up. The cart broke. Like, forget trying to fire Mike Tomlin. Fire your medical staff.
Yeah, or the maintenance crew. Like, that's unacceptable for an injury like that.
Absolutely unacceptable. They still had the man walk off. Can you just imagine waking up and the last thing that you know is that you were playing football, full speed, full contact football, and then you wake up and your fucking face mask is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, I'd have some grievances to file with the NFL over that. Ku is in the building. Our Ku up in the building. Nick, yeah. You have anything from the injury side or any takes in regards to these guys?
No, not really. You touched on quite a bit of it. I do want to say I thought Edelman would be restricted or not have as good as a game as he had this week. But I've been hearing rumblings that they might rest him this week. I've been hearing that.
Hmm.
And two, I don't know what was up with Mike Evans. I know he was a late questionable, like Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
And I believe he didn't practice Thursday, but he had a terrible game. I don't know if there's something going on with him that they don't want to leak out yet, or they're just giving him like day to day to get ready and like come back like Wednesday, Thursday. But if you have him, kind of be watching the news cycle and your fantasy app to find out what's going on with him.
Most certainly. I also want to toss in another one. BKB with the Dono Hype over on Sportscaster. Appreciate you supporting the mission, man. Appreciate you supporting the channel, brother. Another one that I want to mention is Jalen Samuels of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is going to be out for about a month, I believe. And then also Kyle Juszczyk, not that, you know, he was heavily owned in many leagues or anything, but that does kind of affect the 49ers and that backfield. But Jalen Samuels, more importantly, this affects people that had Jalen Samuels as a handcuff, because now if James Conner goes down, you have to worry. But on the flip side, and we need to look at this as a positive here, James Conner's going to get more touches now. And with them not having they have Devlin Hodges as their quarterback now. You know, I'm sorry, this is the best scenario for James Conner owners.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz you know that now they're just going to be forced to force feed Conner. It's messed up. How do you feel about it, Nick?
I feel the same. But to touch back, Bobby said something about Philip Dorsett. He's got a bad hamstring. He's gonna be out for quite a while.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. That's what it's sounding like. And we're gonna get into that when we slide into to Thursday night when we get into our week 6 outlook. Definitely going to be breaking down that Patriots Giants game, because some interesting things going on, some interesting storylines there. Week 5 in review. I'm going to let you tip this one off, man, because you squeaked out a big W. Let's talk about that. Let's let you talk to some shit for a minute.
I don't know, man. I played a little bit of the mind game, the fight mentality game this week in my fantasy matchup. I told everybody, I said publicly that I was going to go no tight end and flex out Melvin Gordon. And I was expecting guys like Michael Evans and Dak Prescott to play a little better for me. Even Melvin to produce a little bit more. But at the final minute, at 8:19, I streamed tight end Jack Doyle with the Colts. And Brandon had OBJ play last night. Yep. It was within a half a point, and then he fumbled in the fourth quarter.
And lost 2 points.
Yeah. And I was thinking about streaming Ricky Seals-Jones, and I thought that it wouldn't be a favorable matchup. I thought it would be a really close game, and I thought the Colts would be able to throw the ball all over the place in that matchup, so I went with Doyle.
And it worked out for you, and it paid off, bro.
Yeah, he didn't have a great game, but he got me like 5.9, but I'll take it.
Bro, those
last Seals landed with like 3-4.
Those last minute decisions are sometimes what pull you through, and sometimes what screw you over. Screwed me over in the 2-on-1 crew league. I ended up taking Tevin Coleman out of my flex on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I lost by about 12 points, give or take.
Oh man.
Yeah, and Tevin Coleman had 15.7 in that league.
Oh man. That's tough, man.
Yep. I swapped Geronimo Allison right at that last second. Well, while we were doing fantasy football in the AM, I had made the switch.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible. So you squeaked out a game of inches. You had the narrow victory there on the sleeper app in the Run Boys Analyst vs. Fans League. Good job. You pretty much have through the league, you've entered in as like a fanalist.
Yeah, that's what I said day one.
Nick Howard, the fanalist, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh,
that the fucking hybrid.
That should be like your Twitter handle. Speaking of which, bro. So ladies and gentlemen, this man doesn't have social media, right? And shout out a legendary Niners Nation legendary Niners Nation. Bro, he tried to shout you out, and I was like, hold on. He tried to shout Nick Howard in a tweet, and I clicked on the Nick Howard that it was, and it was some old dude that had nothing to do with fantasy football. But I was like, damn, Nick aged.
Damn, dude, that ain't even right.
No, not even right.
All right, I need to get on for situations like that, I guess.
Bro, it was, was like, because it was Sports Fury tagged in the tweet, like me, like it was hilarious.
That's funny.
Bro. It was hilarious.
But yeah, man, to touch back though with like my narrow victory, I know it might be thought as kind of shady that I said I'm going no tight end and made that ballsy move, but I played the like I said, like the mental like fight game, like show somebody a little window of opportunity, don't show it for a little while, let them think that they got it, let them rest on that, and then at the last second whip out that, you know,
with that thing
that
out
that could get you back in it, that surprise move, flash that weakness again, and then when they make a move, capitalize on it. Like that's kind of like what I did. But some may think of it as shady, but I don't know. It's all fair and war in fantasy, man.
Yeah,
like you say,
all's fair, fair and love in fantasy football. I'd like to get into my weekend review. I want to shout out a couple of guys I have on my roster in that league. First off, shout out to my man Aaron Jones, 49.2 fantasy points. I went up against the QC, and man, did we do our thing, ladies and gentlemen, against the QC. Let's see here. I also got a shout out. First, I got to shout out Mark Andrews, because this dude is always listed as probable or questionable week in, week out, and yet this gentleman still rises to the occasion. And still somehow to find a way to where it's like, well, I'm starting you today. So shout out to you, Mark Andrews, for just being a warrior. Chris Carson, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. 85% of the carries for the Seattle Seahawks. We see hopes and flashes of Rashad Penny here and there. But Chris Carson, you do your damn thing. Alvin Kamara, thank you. Next time, let's go out there and get a touchdown, though, Kamara. Landry, you were the only productive member of the Cleveland Browns on Monday night. You deserve a big dilly-dilly. You deserve a big cheers, buddy.
Yeah, man. That was tough. Tough to watch.
Oh, yeah. And then also, I got to shout out my kicker. I gotta shout out my kicker in that league, Josh Lambeau. You know what? That's what happens when I try and get Joey Sly, and Rum Boys LA didn't want to give up Joey Sly. That's what you get. You lost. You got this week by Rum Boys Northeast. Rum Boys LA. You got that. What's good, Road Dog? It's me. What's up?
What's up, Rogue?
So I mean, that's my weekend in review. We gotta shout out some players though that really, really did go off this week.
Will Fuller is my guy that I was like, holy crap.
Go in on Will Fuller, bro.
Dude, I was shocked. I have him in a league, in one league. Well, I have Aaron Jones with Michael Thomas in one league. And then in another league, I had Deshaun Watson, Aaron Jones, and Will Fuller all start.
That's nasty.
But yeah, that man went off. And can I just say, like, what is going on with Nuke?
Yeah, Chocolate Sauce is, like, not doing his thing right now. BKB, what's good? What's good? That Rough Boys number one. Yeah, bro, I have no idea what's going on with the Andre Hopkins this year. You know, it's just, it's not him and it's not Watson. It's just that the other receivers are finding green grass. Defenses are just locking down Hopkins, and therefore that's why Will Fuller is going to go ahead and put up what 52.70 fantasy points in PPR leagues. Like, come on.
Yeah, and even Stills has been contributing, and a guy that I got on my like possible sleepers. If Stills is hurt, I got in a possible grab him off the waiver wire. If you need somebody, you got to buy. Kiki QT.
He's going to get open soon.
If Stills is hurt, he's going to get a lot of soft openings.
Yeah, he's gonna be getting open soon. Kiki was a big waiver wire pickup. I want to say around this time last year, actually. It was around this time last year where he was really, you know, emerging and really started developing a name for himself. Let's see if possibly that trend, you know, takes place. It is Rumtober after all. Some spooky things have been going down. Speaking of spooky, Rumboy Central setting like the perfect lineup. This man had Deshaun Watson, Devontae Freeman, Le'Veon Bell, Cooper Kupp, Will Fuller, George Kittle, Jordan Howard, and Kameem Fairbairn is his kicker, and the Bears defense. Like, I mean, the Bears defense didn't do crap out there in London. But when the worst thing on your team is your defense, and your defense comes up with 5 points.
Yeah. Yeah, that's clutch.
Dude.
That's a squad too.
Yeah, shout out to that whole entire squad. I fear that squad heading into the Super Bowl. So that's our week five in review. I mean, so shout out to Watson, Will Fuller, Aaron Jones, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I forgot. He's always in the mentions though.
Oh yeah, he's but always. That
man, you think he's I think he's my early MVP. What do you think?
It's between him and Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Between him and Dalvin Cook, like those are the only two true non-running back by committee teams, essentially, yeah, in the NFL.
But to touch on that, I did hear a little. I don't think it's going to be by committee, but I did hear a report that they're going to give Alex Mattison a little more touches as the season goes on, just to keep Cook's legs fresh.
Yes. Browns fan, I do know about that, about the Redskins coaching carousel, about who they're looking at. And I love all three of those options.
Who are they looking at?
Mike Tomlin, Eric Bieniemy, and Todd Bowles. All
Todd
options.
Bowles would probably get that defense right. That defense is disappointing, man. I thought you guys would be a lot better.
We're not. This is the Redskins show. that hurt,
I'm just going off on a little tangent. That's That's one of my, like, look at streaming defenses for this week, because I think of anybody you guys are going to shut down and get back to playing how I think you guys can play is going to be against the Dolphins.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Bobby, I did mention about the graphics contest. Make sure you guys go check out the graphic that we posted. It's up on our Twitter at Runboy, spelled the Z-N-E-T. Well, that's a perfect way for us to slide into the waiver wire talk there. You had mentioned, streaming defenses. Of course, you know, Miami is back playing this week. They're off of their bye. I heard a rumor that they lost their bye week too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, did you see that? Oh, it's giant when that came out.
It's great. That was a great meme, bro. But no, man. All in all, seriousness. Possibly, yeah. You know, I could see Redskins being a streamable defense this week, and us getting back to us, especially with Jay Gruden now out of the building. It's funny. He was like, "We'll see if my key card works when we get access, or when I come into work tomorrow morning." You ain't have access, buddy.
That's freaking great, man.
And I called it on Run Boys After Dark. I said it. This is reasons why you guys got to tune into this podcast of all podcasts. We're just so accurate.
I heard rumblings of the firing like Sunday night before it happened. Like, I texted you like, "Hey, I'm hearing it. Like, is he gone?"
Yeah.
And then it came out early Monday morning that, yep, the key card didn't work, and that's a wrap.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a wrap. Let's get into to these waiver wire, additions, and so on and so forth. You know, trending up, trending down, who we got. Let's go ahead and let you start here, Nick. What do you think?
What position you want to start with?
It doesn't matter. I mean, because I have sleeper up, and on sleeper I have it just on the trending list, like who's trending.
Okay. We'll start with QBs then, because they're always at the top. Mm-hmm. I have as possible sleepers, or if you have somebody on bye, or if you need to make a move. I have Teddy Bridgewater, because the Saints have been humming like a motor for weeks. They have not let off at all. Breeze is going to come back, but I look to Teddy to kind of have like a prove a game that he is capable. After Breeze, I have Sam Darnold for when he comes back. He might come back this week, or if not, stow him away for next week. If you see, I think a lot of people are going to try to go for him with guys like Baker not playing so good, and say people that have like a Mariota, or they're getting tired of him, or a Kirk Cousins that they like don't know what to do. I would make a move, throw Darnold away if he comes back for next week.
He is going to be coming back.
He is coming back?
Yep, he is going to be coming back. Sam Darnold will be back.
Okay, yeah, I'd take a flyer on Darnold. Gardner Minshew, and you don't even need to say anything about Gardner. He's been producing.
Exactly.
And if he's available, I don't know. I'm kind of like hit or miss with him week to week, depending on matchup. If Kirk Cousins is available and your QB is pissing you off, I'd give him a shot.
Really quick, we have two visions asking Kenyon Drake or Carlos Hyde. I am definitely going Carlos Hyde in that scenario.
Yeah. I would go Hyde too.
Kenyon Drake is, how do we say, ass.
Mm-hmm.
let's see here. So continuing forward, no, I definitely agree. Sam Darnold, being back. I want to mention Jacoby Brissett, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta show love to Jacoby Brissett. He's doing his damn thing out there in Indy. It's almost I know that they're gonna be on a bye, but if you have the space and you have the space available, go ahead and get this guy. If your starting QB is gonna be going on a bye anytime soon. But Jacoby Brissett, he definitely deserves a mention. I know he only had about 11.9 fantasy points last week, But, I mean, his previous 2 weeks, 23 fantasy points, 19 fantasy points against Atlanta. When he comes back off of his week six bye, he faces Houston in week seven. So maybe, you know, you could go ahead, quick stash this guy if your QB is going to be having that that week seven bye. He's really the only, you know, fantasy QB on the wire that I'd want to shout out. I know Slap Yourself, I mentioned Flacco is like a sleeper. I'm not digging that. After Baker Mayfield's performance last night, are we ready to like, you can't sacrifice him to the wire because there's not really much of anything else. But I mean, gosh, you gotta be painful if you're in that situation. I was in that situation in a league, still won, but in that situation.
Yeah, I'm a Browns fan, you know, and I'm waiting for it all to come together and then to actually play to their true potential. And but it's a team deal. Like I was talking yesterday, that it's everything working in fluidity together. It's not just Freddie with the play call. It's not just Baker. It's not just the line. It's not just the defense. It's right. Everything's got to be on point. Everything's got to be on track together. But yeah, I'm still waiting for him to get it together. As a Cleveland fan, it's kind of embarrassing and frustrating to watch. But as far as fantasy goes, I wouldn't jump ship on it yet, because if you drop a guy like that, the second half of the season is very easy. The Browns could easily go 8-0 in their last eight games.
Right.
And he's gonna produce. He's gonna get you back for that pick or that early waiver wire pickup at the end of the year. But the next 3 weeks are gonna be tough. I would not start Baker. If you have any other QB, even a middle of the road, even if you have a QB 15 in the league, go with them. Baker should not be trusted for at least 3 weeks.
Dude, I'm in the leagues I have Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew starting over him.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew's gonna be starting.
I would do that too. Yeah, and to caveat on your Jacoby Brissett, I'm with that as a pickup. I mentioned him last week. In every league that I'm in, he's already been scooped up, so I didn't mention it, and I mentioned him last week. But yeah, he's definitely got to look at. He's putting up top 10 numbers.
Yeah.
Efficiency wise, like maybe not fans, but like real football, he's playing like a top 10 quarterback right now, and that team is humming.
And the fantasy numbers will come with that. I feel like the fantasy numbers they'll come. I feel like I could probably slide in, scoop up either Brissett or for the leagues that I have Mayfield. I'm going to scoop up either Brissett or, like I mentioned, Minshew. I want to take this fantasy question here in the chat. Rams defense or Philly defense in week six? So the Rams are facing the 49ers in week six, whereas Philly is going up against Minnesota. Now, Philly's last outing, they did go ahead and put up 37 fantasy points, okay? But that was against the Jets. All right? Philly is the number seven ranked defense. I would probably take Philly over, you know, starting the Rams, just because San Francisco is just looking completely different right now. They're on fire. I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. Even though they have a beast in Aaron Donald, Marcus Peters in the secondary, I say you go and you rock with the Eagles.
Yeah, I'd go with the Eagles in that. I think that Rams 49ers game is going to be a shootout. It's going to be a high scoring shootout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And then Two Visions ask, do we start OBJ or bench him? I am probably going to be looking to bench him depending on matchups.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of fantasy analysts will probably tell you, oh well, you have to play him because of where you drafted him. He's not doing so hot right now, and Baker's not doing so hot right now. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can trust it. I don't know if I can trust it. Yeah, I'm not rocking with that one.
Yeah, it depends on who else you have too, because I think he is going to get his openings against the Seahawks. They've lost a lot of the secondary. They still have quality guys there, but I just think he's going to get some openings. They're probably gonna take away Landry. They're probably gonna take away the top off. They're not gonna let Callaway get behind him, and I think you'll have another kind of not very productive game out of Ricky Seals-Jones. So I think OBJ will be like given a lot of touches.
Yeah,
it all depends on who else you have. Oh, he says he's got Chris Godwin and DJ Chark. Yeah, I would go with those two over Landry or over OBJ this week.
Yep. Yeah. If you got Godwin and Chark, yeah, I'd probably go with them over Landry. They've been putting up more points on a more consistent basis. While we're still in the wide receiver talk, let's talk about this wide receiver situation in Kansas City, Nick. I see a lot of fantasy questions rolling in. I absolutely love it. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel as well. So one of the things that I wanted to mention is the Kansas City Chiefs, there is talk, there's murmurs that Tyreek Hill should be coming back this week. I've been hearing that it may be a potential of another extra week as well. So I've been hearing both sides in regards to Tyreek Hill. If Tyreek Hill does not return, with Sammy Watkins also being out, you are definitely starting DeMarcus Robinson. You are definitely starting Mecole Hardman. You are probably going to go and hit the waiver wire and see about going to snag Byron Pringle, who had a 103-yard day on 9 targets, okay? Caught 6 of those. I love that. Yards per catch, 17 yards per catch, 17.2 yards per catch. Maybe you go ahead and you go and you get this kid. Now, if you're in a league where, you know, where it's based off a fab budget, I'm not going to go and sit there and say, go throw a shit ton of money to go and buy him. You know, maybe a couple bucks. That's about it. If you are in that type of league, he did have 22.3 fantasy points that night against Indianapolis, as well as a touchdown involved in that process of the amazing stat line. Maybe you go and you pick him up. You know, Jeremy says, give me some Pringles. Ooh. As far as I just want to kind of mention some trending names that are hot on the trending in the right direction, I should say, that you should probably go and get. Gerald Everett at tight end. San Francisco 49ers defense is trending, and I think that's just based off of their performance last night. Chase Edmonds in Arizona, if they try and limit David Johnson at all, definitely go and look at Chase Edmonds. I don't say maybe go and get him this week, maybe hold off, and if he does the same thing, then you go and you get him next the following week after. Byron Pringle, yeah, who I just mentioned. I don't know why the Dallas Cowboys defense are on here. Oh, because they're about to get into an easy schedule. That makes sense. Gardner Minshew, Michael Gallup, Zay Jones. I'd see no need to go and get Reggie Bonifant, but we'll see what happens with, you know, Christian McCaffrey. Make sure he's all good and well. And then also wide receiver Duke Williams. Those are your top 10 trending players that are probably more likely available for you in your leagues.
Yeah, some of those names are on my list to look at. You wanna go to running back? You got anybody there? I know you said Edmonds. You got anybody else you're looking at?
Dude, Chase Edmonds is the one and only that I'm looking at that position. I mean, the only other names that are gonna be available out there are what? Kalen Ballage, Jalen Richard, you know, Daryl Henderson. He's not getting utilized at all. I mean, Ito Smith.
Ito Smith. Yeah, that's. That's one that I got in my list. But you didn't name any of them that I kind of like got looking at as like deep sleeps or if somebody does have somebody on bye and you need to stream a guy, I have Rex Burkhead in mind because Damian Harris got hurt and he's probably going to be out for a little while. I have Gus Edwards as a deep sleep, like a deep if they decide to rest up Ingram a little bit or take a little bit of carries away just to keep his legs fresh for the season going forward. Yep. Same with Alex Mattison. If he is available, stow him away. He's not available in a lot of leagues, but if he is, give him a look because they're gonna try to conserve Cook's energy for the rest of the season. But another guy that I got in mind, you said Ito. He's one of them that I got. It goes without saying. I think he's going to become more of a factor in the passing game. But if you have CMC, look to maybe grab Reggie Bonifon as a handcuff just as the season goes on because I think they're going to want to keep his legs fresh also.
Okay. I like that. I can accept that. I like that you brought the validity behind that. Because once again, I mean, like Slap Yourself just mentioned in the chat, fantasy football is a science. It definitely is. I don't know if I'm going heavy on the wire this week. Maybe wait and see. You know, as you know, injuries and so on. You know, how they progress. I think a lot of these names that are available on the wire are probably going to be available to you in weeks to come. I don't see this being a quick run, hurry and grab them type of week. And so for that, I mean, I'm holding out on a lot of these guys for now. Let's see here. We did wide receiver, we did running back, we did quarterback, tight end.
I have a couple wide receivers to add.
Yeah. What do you got?
That's kind of like the spot where there is the most bang for your buck, especially if you are in a PPR, but, I got some names. If he is available, still go grab Geronimo Allison. If Davante Adams doesn't go, him or Scantling are gonna be the heavy target. I got Alden Tate. He's been stepping up with the injury to AJ Green. I said earlier, Kiki QT. If Stills is not going, and what we've been seeing out of Nuke this year, I have another one. That's kind of it's gonna go against your skins, but the skins are very bad at guarding the slot or soft stuff over the middle or quick hitters in the RPO game. I'd look at Devontae Parker. I know he's not a good option. Like, he doesn't wow you with numbers, but I think, like, if you go matchup wise, if you're going to stream somebody, if you need somebody on a bye, look at Devontae Parker. Look at Michael Gallup. He's been consistent this year, and somebody said earlier in the chat, I like Deontay Johnson with Pittsburgh a lot. Yeah. I got Debo Samuel. And then another one I got, if he is available, he is in most leagues because a lot of people are sleeping on him. But the Falcons are playing from behind a lot in their passing, and they're just passing a lot in general. I'd look at Mohamed Sanu.
I knew that you were going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. Let's see here. Now, I definitely want to get into tight end.
Yeah, me too.
First off, shout to Jared Cook for you finding the end zone this week. I appreciate you for that. We have a fantasy question actually to start this one off. I think that said, I'm not sure what that screen name says, but someone in the chat asked, who do you guys think? Disley or Ertz? You are good either way. You could very well, honestly, win your league that week by starting both. You know, you could run a two tight end spread, go ahead and flex one of those guys. I say you could run with both. Disley is out there on 68% of all of Russell Wilson's plays. I mean, and he's getting the looks, he's getting the target. So I really like either or there.
Yeah. I'd say matchup wise, because the Vikings do have Barr, they have good linebackers. I would say matchup wise, I would go Disley just because being a Cleveland fan, I know the Achilles heel, the weakness of our defense is like you guys, it's slot options. underneath over the middle stuff, and it's also tight ends. Like, Kittle destroyed us yesterday by getting soft stuff and check downs and then breaking a tackle. We kind of locked down the speedier, like, wide receiver ones, wide receiver twos, and we let threes and tight ends tear us up. So I'd go Disley in there if you're going to go with only one.
Okay. Gerald Everett for sure.
Yeah, he's on.
Like, especially if Cooks is gonna be out for any amount of time for what it sounds like. It sounds like he could be out for about a week or so. Those passes, that playbook, is gonna change for McVay. I look for him to look for that soft spot in the middle, you know, in between the linebacker and safety a lot, and they're gonna use Everett for that a whole hell of a lot. So I like the pickup of Everett, especially if you're in need of a tight end. Cameron Brate is going to be available to you more than likely. Definitely, I say go ahead and go and get him. He's the number 32 tight end in standard leagues, number 30 in PPR leagues. I know that he hasn't put up, you know, some of the biggest numbers, but he is Jameis Winston's security blanket. They are playing up against Carolina. Look for Luke Kuechly to be keying in on you know, him and Howard. Either way, I mean, Jameis is gonna either find O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate. I think Cameron Brate could probably, you know, get those security blanket catches this week.
Yeah.
And then another one that I want to mention is Chris Herndon. He should be coming back off of suspension. We know how productive that he was last year. So maybe you guys go ahead and take a look at that.
Yep. And you've been forgetting. I want to remind you, you've been forgetting to mention Knox. We both have.
Yeah. Dawson Knox.
Yeah. But as far as tight ends go, I feel like that is, like, wide receiver and tight end is where, like, the best quality, like, options are if you do have somebody on bye or if you are looking to drop somebody that isn't performing for you. I named all those wide receivers, but as far as tight end, I got, with you, Chris Herndon, I got Gerald Everett. I also have Noah Fant, Ricky Seals-Jones, not this week, after this week, and up until Njoku comes back, he's going to be the tight end one. And I also have Tyler Eifert.
Okay. I like it. Okay. Let's see here. So, sorry, I was like reading something in the chat. They're saying it's their name in their language. So I mean, kickers. I mean, you should be pretty much steady with kickers. Not too much to really go into there. In all honesty, I mean, yeah, I'm not even gonna touch that one this week. Defenses. Washington defense could be a good defense for you to stream this week. Let's see here. What are defenses that you're probably looking at this week, Nick?
As far as streaming defenses, for matchups, I'm looking at Broncos defense, Chargers defense, Redskins defense, because I think it's going to be your guys' bounce back game, and Ravens defense too.
Okay, I like Seattle as well. I like Seattle going up against Cleveland. Sorry.
I do too.
Yeah, it's just Cleveland is fairly inconsistent.
And the next 3 weeks are going to be tough.
Yeah. Once again, guys, I got to mention the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, okay? These guys have been in the positive all season long, okay? Week one, yes, they faced the Patriots, and they were zero. But after that, 8 points in week two, 12 points in week three, 21 points in week four, 11 points in week five. They face the Chargers. Please go and get them. They're a good fantasy defense for you to have. They've been consistent all year. They're the number six defense in out of defenses this year. But other than that, I mean, that's what I have in terms of defenses.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, some you know, just quick, you know, waiver wire ads. What do we got for the week six outlook, Nick? What are some things that you're looking for?
Do you mean as far as like matchup, like games specifically, or are you talking like guys that I think are going to have it good this week that you should for sure start if you have them?
Yeah, you know,
what's that?
Yeah, just pretty much, you know, five for sure starts, you know.
Okay. I have a little list here of guys that if you have them, roll them out this week, like really roll them out. At QB, I got Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, and Matt Ryan. If you have any of those four, I would start them. You want me to keep going, run through all positions, or you want to keep it like QB, QB? You want to make some takes too, or you want me to run through my whole list?
I mean, yeah, you could, you know, pretty much. So, I mean, well, yeah, we'll bounce back and forth. I mean, I pretty much agree exactly with your quarterback list. You know, once again, Seattle's playing against Cleveland. Got to validate Russell Wilson there. Another thing with Russell Wilson, like I've been mentioning, especially a lot during our play-by-plays, is the ability that Russell Wilson has to extend plays with his legs. Those receivers in Seattle, they've been eating so well out there. DK, Tyler Lockett, that offense is very happy. Chris Carson is doing his thing. I say if you have any and all Seahawks, go ahead and you start them this week against Cleveland.
Yeah, I think Seahawks and Cowboys. If you have any players from those, play.
Yeah. Let's see. The Cowboys, they're going to be playing who?
The Jets.
The Jets. Oh, God. Yes. Play all your Cowboys players. Play all of your Seahawks. I want to say for like you know, my outlook in week one. In week six. Terry McLaurin. If Terry McLaurin is going to be back healthy, good to go. And honestly, I feel like he should be. He is right now marked as healthy. I say, you guys, that's got to be a positive for you in week six. You guys got to go ahead and add him into your starting lineup. Going against the Dolphins. I'm trying to think who else.
You got any running back to look at? They're for sure start.
You know, that's tough. Tevin Coleman. I feel like Tevin Coleman's back. Tevin Coleman's back, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go and start Tevin Coleman. You're always going to start Tevin Coleman or Breida. Those guys, they went off. Which, by the way, if you had Mostert, feel free to go ahead and put him back out there to the waiver wire. I'm trying to like look through like all my different leagues, bro, and just check out all, like some of my rosters. Here, give me 1 second. Trying to think, because I got so many different.
I got a. Well, you look, I got two running backs that I have in mind for sure. Start. Well, there are other ones like obviously you know CMC is going to be CMC. I think Jones is going to have a decent game against the Lions, even though it's the Lions. Mm-hmm. But the two guys that if I had them on my squad, I would for sure throw in Kerryon Johnson this week. Yeah, I know yes. he hasn't really wowed anybody this year, but I think that's coming. And another one is Derrick Henry.
Yep, and then I got to toss in as well James Conner, like I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, with that being his backfield again.
Exactly.
Mainly, yeah, I'd put him in. And then, too, if you have either or, you don't know what's going to happen. It could be a high-risk, high-reward. If you have Melvin Gordon or Eckler, I would play him. I wouldn't bench him and wait to see what happens this week. I would play him because they're playing the who are they playing?
So you're saying play Melvin? Steelers. You're saying play
I would
Gordon.
Play Melvin or Eckler. If you have either of them, I'd play him.
Hey, I'm with it. I'm with it.
It could be a high risk, high reward because either guy could have their lion's share of the carries and touches that day.
I'm with it. Let's see here. So we have about 5 minutes left in this show.
You got any tight ends?
Dude, Will Disley all day. Like, I'm not going to stop preaching on this show, Will Disley. I'm not going to stop preaching Mark Andrews. Shout out to Stepmom Lauren for being super correct on Mark Andrews. Vance McDonald should be back. I like Vance McDonald this season. I mean, obviously, you know, guys like George Kittle, Zach Ertz. But, I mean, those are like my mid-tier, you know, if you have them, go ahead and start them up. Packers Nation 12, what's good, Packers Nation? What's good, Philly Nation? Wow, Packers Nation hopped in over here on YouTube, and then Philly Nation hopped in over here on Sportscaster at the exact same time. That was crazy.
Yeah, as far as tight ends, I got guys to for sure start if you have them and to look to have a big game. I got Delanie Walker and Austin Hooper.
Okay. Austin Hooper, bro. Is this his, like, coming out year? Is he the real deal now?
I hope so, man. I had him last year, and I thought I was going to get bang for my buck with him, and he didn't really do much for me. And even to start this year, like, he showed, like, a flash or two. He had, like, one really good game. I think he scored in the 20s. And he's kind of been consistent, like, anywhere in between, like, 6 and 10. I think he had, like, 1 4-point game or something like that. But, yeah, like I said earlier, I see the Falcons as playing behind a lot and passing a lot because of that, but just passing a lot in general. And I think guys like Sanu and Hooper are going to take advantage of people not wanting Julio to hurt him.
Yeah. With Julio, I need them to get the ball to Julio. Atlanta's broken. Atlanta's a broken offense to me. Atlanta's a broken offense. The fact that all of a sudden Austin Hooper has now emerged as their like weapon of consistency, almost, if you will, it disturbs me because I have Julio in a couple leagues, and you know, I just need you to ball, Julio. I just need you to ball. Stop hurting my feelings.
Touch back. I saw Russell said something in the chat. I figured we could answer his question, help him out. He said, which kicker would you play? And he said, all fantasy teams stink until you get the right kicker. I do believe that. If you didn't draft a kicker and you are streaming, just look for somebody that doesn't have, like, any bad miss, or look for an offense that puts up numbers but doesn't put up a lot of points, because they get in the red zone or get close and they'll get more opportunities. But like, I don't have like a named kicker or like a for sure guy to go target, because it's different.
You know, once again, I mean, if Joey Sly is available in your league, Joey Sly is rostered in 51.7% of leagues, which means he is under 60% rostered. There's a 50-50 chance that you have the ability to go and get him. That he needs to be rostered in every single league from a kicking position. You know, you got Mason Crosby out there. Zane Gonzalez is probably going to be available to you. Let's see here. I wouldn't go with Nugent. Josh Lambeau. I mentioned he just contributed to a W for me. Those would be guys that I would look at. Jake Elliott, Mason Crosby. Those are the guys that I'm looking at. Chris Boswell, especially now, because they're going to be kicking field goals every chance they get. I don't see them getting into the end zone, not with no Devlin Hodges at quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should take that back by, like, not having a name. Two of those that you said, I would really look at Elliott and Crosby if they're available. In my leagues, I drafted kickers. I have Tucker in three leagues. I have Prater in one, and I have Zerline.
See, nice. I want to go back and mention something. Joey Sly for a kicker averages 10 fantasy points a game.
That's good.
Once again, he's rostered in 51.7% of leagues, okay? Maybe I'm being biased because I know the kid and I coached him at Pop Warner. But according to stats, he's the number two kicker in the league. You know who's number one? Justin Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go and get the kid. Go and get the kid.
Owen, yeah, give him a shot, man.
What's good? Owen hates you.
You want to see consistency out of the kicking and defensive position. So, yeah, I would grab a guy like him.
There we go.
You have any, if you are a person that doesn't stream defenses and is looking for somebody, you have any defenses that if you have and you're a guy that has two defenses that you would play this week?
I mean, absolutely, you know, play Dallas if you got them.
Yep.
Once again, I got to throw out Pittsburgh. Like, I got to throw Pittsburgh out there. They've just been too consistent to not, for you to not play them. If you have them, I was fortunate enough to somehow draft them. And clearly, I was drunk when I drafted that defense. Because I had no faith in them coming into the year. And now I'm actually happy that I have them in the league that I have them. Yeah. I say you guys gotta go for them. They're number 10 defense. They are rostered in 24.7% of leagues. Go pick them up.
Yeah, I have a. If you have them, or like I said, if you have a one team or one defense on your fantasy squad, I wouldn't stream. For the ones that we said earlier off of waiver wires, and I would play if you have these four. And if you also are a have two defenses on your team, I would play these four if you have them. I got the Patriots, Ravens, Cowboys, and Chargers this week.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm with it, man. Good shit. Well, other than that, we are just about running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I see the timer for the Spotify side of the podcast is like in the red now.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh shit, I got like a couple minutes to wrap this up. We do greatly appreciate you guys for checking us out. Be sure to head to Twitter, go check out the graphic design. We did it a graphic design for Kyle Van Noy and the linebacking core of the New England Patriots. You guys go like that. Go retweet it. Help us win that. It's a huge competition. Kyle Van Noy's giving out tickets for it. And he's going to do a Twitter shout out. It's going to be pretty dope. And so far, our design is the best one on there, to be honest, because we're pretty good. Shout out to Brian Hall. Other than that, Nick, what you got coming up, bro? You got like a couple seconds.
I just want to say real quick to touch back. Another guy I forgot to mention that could be a good sleeper for you, even in the flex position, to help everybody's fantasy out. He's available in a couple leagues. Carlos Hyde, give him a shot. And just want to say thank you for having me on, man. I got some stuff coming on. Like I said, I got a. I'm doing like my memorabilia and like man cave like reveal video coming soon, and gonna be doing these with you if you'll have me on. And
yep.
I start doing play by play and reactions with collaborations with some people. I got I'm teaming up with Bobby for the Browns Patriots in a couple weeks.
Yep.
But just want to say thank you for having me on, man, and good luck to everybody in the Rums fam with life, love, and fantasy, man.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. As always, guys, I'll be back later on. Be calling the baseball game, the Rays Astros game for you guys. Other than that, thank you guys for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Sportscaster, sign up for RunBoys.com. Cheers to me, cheers to you, all the Run Boys and girls, what it do.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly, guys.